בוקר טוב, יצאו חג שמח, very quick דבר תורה. משנת הזאת בפרקי אבות, רבן גמליאל בנו של רבי יהודה הנשיא היה אומר that יפה תלמוד תורה עם דרך ארץ, שהגיעה שלהם השכח על אבון. It's great to have תלמוד תורה and דרך ארץ, good manners, מידות טובות, because if you work hard on both of them, and you avoid sinning. So it's very interesting, the Ben Ish Chai points out in the Sefer that they found in two places, in the Sefer on Perkei Avot, and also in the Sefer that they found recently and published recently that they found when they were hunting down Saddam Hussein, some Iraqi whatever, called Birka HaReach. So the Ben Ish Chai says, so it's very interesting, the Mishnah plays up both of them together. Really, if you wanted to play up Talmud Torah, you could have a Mishnah for Talmud Torah so special, and another Mishnah for Good Midot is so special also. Why do we have to have them both together in the Mishnah? Yigiat Shnehem, sounds like together, Mashkach HaRavon. So he tells a story, a mashal. He says there's a very wealthy guy in town, not so learned, but he knows that he has a baby boy, just and his Brit Milah is coming up. So the night before the Brit Milah, he makes a party for everybody in the town. And he invites everybody to his house, he makes a big seudah, big party, and he invites the three big rabbanim in the town to come be a part of the celebration. So the big rabbanim are very, very, to their chassidut of Kabbalah and everything, and they're also very learned. So the first, they each have to make a decision. Should I come to the party or should I not? So the first one says to himself, I'm going to miss night seder. It's going to end at 2 in the morning. I'm going to miss tikkun chatzot. Well, chaval azman, I'm not going. I'll make up an excuse. I'm not feeling well. I can't attend. And he writes whatever on the invitation response card. He says, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. I can't come. Fine. The second one knows the first one and knows the first one did this shtick. So he says, if I write the same thing, I'm not going to get away with it. And we'll both look like we're lying. Like it can't be that both chachamim are sick and can't come to the party. So I have no choice. I'm going to go. Okay, I'll go and I'll participate. The third one says, "Oh, I have to go to this party. What's Bitul Torah? What a waste of time! Just Ameha Aretz. They don't know what they're doing. What my Tikkun Chatzot, my night seder, everything's going to go to waste." So okay, so these two, the latter two, number two and number three, go to the party. And you know, sometimes you go to a wedding and you sit next to Rabbi Shem Tov and you can hawk with him about Talmud Torah for the entire time and during the chuppah. But no, let's say you're not sitting next to Rabbi Shem Tov, so you don't have anyone to talk to. So these two chachamim, they couldn't sit next to each other. They couldn't sit next to each other at the party. Nevuch, they couldn't talk to each other in Talmud Torah. They would have had a nice night seder themselves alone, but they had to sit separately. So the number two, the second chacham, sits on the side, minding his own business, and he says to himself, "Oh, the goyish music is starting. They're playing whatever they're playing. You know what? I learned a great sugya this morning. It was really tough sugya. There were three kashas that I had." I found all three of them in the Rishonim, but only two of them had Teirutzim. The third one was the Tzarech Iyun. Let me think about it now. So he starts, he enters like a realm of Talmud Torah in his mind, totally sets everything aside. He just stares straight at the band, but everyone thinks he's paying attention, but he's just learning. No one has a clue that he's really going through Shas, Poskim in his mind, and he's answering up to Kushiyot and achieving tremendous heights in his learning. And everyone thinks he's just paying attention. Oh, he's rabbi. Yeah, look, he's so modern and he pays attention to the goyish music. But they don't realize that he's actually learning in his mind. And he looks at his watch. Oh, chatzot, tikkun chatzot time. He's sitting next to the wall, so he pretends to fall asleep, puts his arm against the wall, starts falling asleep, and really he's crying and saying tikkun chatzot and whispering and nobody can see or hear. And after half hour, he pretends to wake up. And everyone thought the rabbi just took a nap in the middle of the party. And then he keeps going. The third rabbi, when he was at the party, sitting there, once they start playing the Goyish music, he says, oh, what is this? In Shia, what are they playing? And he's very antsy, he can't sit still. And he really has a tough time paying attention. He's very besides himself. At one point, he realizes it's time for Tikkun Chatzot. I can't do Tikkun Chatzot here. All this pritzos and whatever. So he gets up, he walks into the chatzer, and he just like throws himself on the floor, starts screaming, Al Narot Bavel, shrieking Tikkun Chatzot and crying. And the Baal Bayit comes out, he's like, what are you doing? This Baal Bayit, he only goes to shul on Shabbat morning, Yom Tov morning, Leil Tisha B'Av, and Yom Tisha B'Av. So the only morning he knows in Torah is Tisha B'Av. So he's like, what is it? Is it Tisha B'Av or something? It's a simcha. What are you crying for? So the other people who like them, the Maligim, the people who like to make fun of rabbis, like, oh, these rabbis, they just mess up this money whenever they want. They make a holiday today, a holiday tomorrow, whatever it is. And everyone starts, you know, bashing rabbis, as I'm sure many of us have heard in whatever context. And they all, this continues for a few minutes, and the Baal Bayit says, no, you're all wrong. Because look at that rabbi. He's sitting inside, he's paying attention to the music, he's paying attention to everything, and he's not saying anything wrong. This guy's just messed up. But the other one's great. The Ben Ish Chai says, you see, if the second one had stayed home, like the first one, and this scene had happened, no one would have been there to protect. No one would have been there to protect Kvod Torah. They would have been mizalzel b'Kvod Torah, and that would have been it. But because this second rabbi came, and he had Talmud Torah im derech eretz, with the manners of you know, playing his part in society a little bit, not chas v'shalom doing any avirot, but he's just doing his minding his own business, and he's not showing off the fact that he's doing his Torah, but he's having his derech eretz along the way. He was able to be magen on Kvod Torah. The other one didn't know how to conduct himself amongst other people, and that's how he was mizalzel. But still, the very fact that he had Talmud Torah im derech eretz not only kept it neutral, but negated any potential negative attitudes towards Kvod Torah. So the two of them together are mashgacha ravon. That's why the Ben Ishchai says the Mishnah has them both together, because the Talmud Torah im derech eretz, the two of them together can really make an impression on other people, and we should try to take advantage. The few days we have left of Bnei Zvanim. Baruch Hashem, many Bnei Yeshiva. Who am I to speak in front of Bnei Yeshiva? I don't learn full time. Not yet. B'zah Hashem next year. But for those of us who are here only a few days a year, should make sure to take advantage of the opportunities to make a Kiddush Hashem, Nachas Hashem, Achil Hashem. Have a great day.